Shir Dalad in Melicha Yoredeya, Tesbav Kislev, Heytov Shemem Gimel, December 1st, 1982, on Wednesday, continued.
It's absorbed by the Yitzchakim. So there is no etzeh of being matter. And Simrat Trumah says, no. All you have to do is to take this chatiche and salt it. So the mele, then the salt will extract its own natural dam. So just... Why should you open?
Are there screens?
Are there screens?
Yes.
All right, but it doesn't
care.
No, it doesn't care, but as long as there are screens. So he'll take, so the Sivat Trumah says, all he has to do is to salt this chatiche that was placed while it was stuffing, and to salt it, so then the salt will take out its own natural internal dam, so along with its own natural internal dam, it will also take out the dam that it was beleya, from this chatiche, kidei likach peyot. So he says, so משמוח מדם ובשישים ובשישה ובשמונים ושל תחלון מליך ומלתם שבורה עם דומי וגם כאן יש לדם אך השיער זה ינחנו וישחק איך הבוסו וינייר זה יהיה וינחנו יהיה לדם בלואה לפני ואגב זה יפני גם מה שבורה ממה שאול עובד. So the Rosh mentioned the Sifra Trumos Shite in regard to the case where you salted a chatiches boso and it's in a state of salt and then you put a boso tofe a chatiche of boso tofe near it, in contact with it. So one shita is that the boss of tofe will become zosar because it is the layer of the dam that is yitzei from this chatiche. Then Sifra Trumah says, no, you all you have to do is to salt it, so then it will, like, together with the natural dam that will come out, so it will be mapped also the dam that is the layer from this chatiche. So here too, suppose you salt it without making a doche, a chatiche's boso, so it's true. So it's true that the Rosh says, it's true that the Rosh says that since you didn't make a doche, so it didn't extract all the dam, and even the dam that it did extract, together with the dam shalgabo, will be nivla in the chatiche. So it will be nivla, but then you salt it again, you are madiachet, and you salt it again, so again it will be peeling the dam. Who is the Yesheisrim? So that's really the sheet of the smag and the smag. Because the sheet of the smag and the smag is that if it wasn't too dark, so then the melech has the potential of being mavliya the dam. But whereas the Sifra Trumah says, even though it was nivla, it can come out again to the aloha of kibbeli kachpeyote. So the smag and the smag shiti is, it has the status of dam ben, so the mele, we can apply the principle of kibbeli kachpeyote. So that's the yeshes. Vayeshes means really tamarishi. So why did he say the taz? So what the primigodim, I mean, is asking against the taz. Why did he say Vayeshesli? That's the first Lashon. Second Lashon. In Sif Beis, in the Mechaber, represents the Shita of the Rov. He should say it represents the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. The Shita of the Smag and the Smag. So, of course, that's a little strange in the task. But, according to the Primigodim's understanding, that the Shita of the Rov is that we are only Chetshish, lest after 12 hours it will be Nivra. So then, it is really very difficult. So the Taz is really very difficult, because why should he mention the Shite of the Ro, which is only because of the Chosha Mecheike, lest the person will leave it in a state of salt on the salting board for more than 12 hours, when he can mention the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. So that applies to every situation, but according to what we said in the Ro, so then the Shite of the Ro is very similar to the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. So what does the Smag and the Smag say? The Smag and the Smag says that that the reason is why you have to rinse the chatichas bosom, because if you don't rinse, so the same melach that has the capacity to be mafli the internal dam has the capacity to be mafliya the internal dam. But the roeds, one thing, the first 80 minutes we don't have to worry, because I didn't tell him leafly down and seal together is loibola. But after the 80 minutes, so it will be mafliya. Yeah, of course, it's not manage the same shit as the smaggle smart. Because according to the smaggle smart, it's not on the basis, it's not on the basis of the dam that is misyavish. But any dam shall gabo can be nibla for the melech, even if it wasn't misyavish, and the whole limits it. But it's very similar to the shit of the smaggle smart. So the melee, it's not so difficult. According to the Megodim's understanding, so it's very strange just why the Taz says that the Yeshayis can represent the Shita of the Ro. Yeshayis can represent the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. But according to what we said in the Ro, so the Shita of the Ro is very similar to the Smag and the Smag. It's very similar to the Smag, to the Smag and the Smag. Yeah. Now, it is interesting that the Ro in Osir Beis, look and see Beis, and so he mentions also like the Taz. So of course, if the Pshat in the Ro is the way the Megodim assumes, so then the Ro is also very strange. That is only the shit of the roi is because of Achshosh and Yecheike. Maybe she'll leave the Chatichas Bosar on the salting board for more than 12 hours. But if we understand the roi, that he doesn't mean La'acha Yivei Shoyis, he means La'acha Shil Mil, so then it's still not the same shit as the Smag and the Smag, but it's very similar to the shit of the Smag and the Smag. Alright. ויש יסכם סיור את המוליש מלאך המלך השני יוסף בו דומי ויחשס רק ויש יסכם סיור את המוליש ומלאך המלך השני יוסף בו דומי ויחשס רק שיר לי אדם בן שולו ובזה לי שייך לי מה שיוצא שיצא מוליך אגב דומי ושס מוליך אין לי דם של עצמי ובס יוסף אין לי שמג לי סמי מי בשם סמג די המלך מבריאה דם בן של הבוסו ושיח הבוסו וכן because of this הבאתה. So then after mentioning the sheet of the roar and the ram, and then he equated the sheet of the ram, the sheet of the roar with the sheet of the ram, even though there is a difference. So he mentioned the sheet of the smag and the smag, sheet of the smag and the smag. Alright, now ומדיחי התבוך in tzorich la'adichei b'vayis. Now there's the lotion of the two. Ki tzidem l'adichei m'adich ha'bosot t'chilot v'imidichei ha'taboch in tzorich la'adichei וימולח so כיצד סיד המליחה מדיח הבוסו תחילו ואם ידיח היה תבוך אין צורך להדיחה. In order to understand this task, it's a little complicated, the task we have to go over the prishin, so then we'll be able to understand the task, the prishin, the Torah. I mean, you should have the Torah, the prishin, the Torah. So the question that arose in the mind of the prishin is Maiko Mashmo, the Torah. He says, "Kesa seda melech, madia chavos of chilo, v'madia chayat haboch in tzorich v'atichay." Michael Mashmo, how did anyone say to the contrary? He mentioned that you have to be madia. So then he says, "If the butcher already was madia chet, so then the housewife, so doesn't have to madia. Naturally, I mean, what is it? There should be a loche that." Dafke, the same woman who sold set has to be madiachet. Why couldn't the adoche be done by one person, by the butcher, and the miliche done by the woman? I mean, what kind of a chidush is it? That's the kashe of the chidush. Now, so in order to understand, we have to keep in mind the Gemara Dafke Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So Omar Shmuel, in Aboso, we went over the Gemara. In Aboso, Yitzi, we did Gomei, Elin, Kimilche, Yofi, Yofi, Umadiche, Yofi, Yofi. Itma, Rabu, Yoma, Melech, Umadiach. So he doesn't mention Adoche Kamaisi. Just Melech, and Adoche Maschaisi. Masnite Tonen, Madiach, Umeliach, Umadiach. Geloi, please. So the Braise says he has to be Madiach, then Meleach, then Madiach again, and Ravune says, just Meleach Madiach, Hadoha Kamai say, he doesn't mention. So Gemara says there is no Machlekes. Ravune is also made that Hadoha Kamai say must take place. But Ravune means, Hode Chaule Bitapche, Hode Loi Chaule Bitapche. Ravune is referenced to the case where the butcher made Hadoha. So then the woman in the house doesn't have to make Hadoha. And the price says reference to the case where the preacher did not make a doche. So then the woman in the house has to make a doche. This is what the Gemara says. So let's see what the preacher says. Ketzad. Oh. Ketzad said Abu Yechem, Madiach Abosot Chilo. Hatam Shemadiach Abosot Chilo. Mishum Dam Sholo. Livat. Sheina Melech Meitzi Bechimei El Adam Shemisei Chachtich Shulach Avle Adam Sholo Shehu Yisyabish. Again, I mean, you see, so many of the Nesi Keli, the old nation, it's really the smacks Shite in order Shemadich in Abos Atalom Shem Dam Sholo Sheina Melech Meitzi Bechimei El Adam Shemisei Chachtich. But the Dam Sholo, instead of being removed through Melichet, will be nivla to Melichet. That's the smag shite. But the smag is, the scope of the smag stamp is much broader. Whether it's dried up or it didn't dry up, Melech, the same Melech that has the potential of being mavnia, the internal dam, has the potential of being mavnia, the external dam, whether it dried up or didn't dry up. But the raw limits, because the Rosh Shite is, if it didn't dry up, then the Melech will not be mavnia. Only if it dried up. So the Taz and the Prishe, I don't know why, but they all mention the Rostam. Okay. Shina Melech Meitzi Mechimi El Adam Shibisichatich Shulach Avuli Adam Sholof Shunisyamish Vichashino Shema Achash Yafiko Adam Vatsir Shibisichay Mischach Yerze Adam Sholof Vyimidwa Vibos Vichayim Kosa Horo Vyaran Vyarki Kosa Horo Vyaran Kosa Tamachir Shim Vyadiyach תחילו המלך ישמעו עם אדם של אחתיך ושוב אם בקיח וליצי אדם של אחתיך ואם ידיך יתבוך אין צורך להגיד אוי נראה ביקו משמעות של question is מהי קו משמעות? Of course what difference does it make? Who is מדיע? יוקו משמעות so yes to shot דו יאמרינון ואינון הדוח סומך לדיך אפילו לפי היי טיימה דהדוח הראשיינו בשמריקו חבוסו ושייצא אדם In other words, because one could say, because usually when the butcher is Madiach, and then the woman, let's say in the house, is Meleach, so there is a considerable time to be. The butcher shop might be far away from the lady's house. So the butcher might have rinsed the Chtichas Bosol, let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the woman is salting the Chtichas Bosol at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So there are a number of hours intervening. So one could argue, true, of course it doesn't make any difference who makes the adoche. But if the butcher makes the adoche, so then there is a considerable time intervening between the adoche and the meliche. So according to the Ran's pshat, that the time is in order to soften up the meat, maybe if a considerable time is elapsed. So it's not soft anymore. Maybe it's hard again. So it should be meliach again. So chumash plon. Even from the point of view of the Ranstam, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften the meat, it doesn't make any difference whether the Adoche took place immediately preceding the Meliche or a considerable time prior to the Meliche. That's one thing. And then, in Amekom Ashkelon, Rubino Shriye Bimayim Shomet, but Adoche Shigiach Hatabuch Sage. So the second time is why the two had to mention it. It seems to be such a double portion that it should not even be mentioned, because no, there is a big chiddush. The butcher makes a doche, but the butcher doesn't soak them. all the butcher does, he just after the shchita, so he rinses it. He rinses it, but he doesn't soak it for half an hour. Now, according to the yeshiva in the Mordechai, so hadocha is not enough, you have to soak it. So Rabbi is the true rejects the shita of the yeshiva in the Mordechai. And he says, because even though the taboch only made hadocha merube, he didn't make shriya mamesh, so it's also enough. According to Yeshiva and Mordechai, is very sage, because the taboch only makes a yadoch and a hube, but he doesn't make any shri. Now let's see another time. We need the taboch, the chile komash mo bazeh, the imtzorich lishri b'mayim davki, el derach shvich asmayim olo, ki derach hataboch im sage. In other words, that's the second time of the prishim. So the Taz, without mentioning it, in the name of the prishim, so he says, I mean, that's the usual explanation as to why the Torah had to say it. El Vemes Kaimelon de Usage was it. So he says, the Prishe could say it in the Torah, because the Torah is not Chet Sheishim Lechatchile for the Shita of the Yeshim in the Mordechai. That the purpose of Adoche Kamaisi is to soften up the Chdichas Bosor through and through. As far as the Yeshim in the Mordechai, everybody agrees that the purpose is to soften it through and through, I mean the whole interior. So maybe we require Shriya Mamesh for half an hour at least. So the two is not Cheshish for the Shita of Yishim and Mordechai. So maybe we can say that Pshat. But the Ramo mentions it. So the Ramo also mentions it. So and the Ramo Paschus Lechatchile, we should make a Shriya. So maybe we couldn't say that Pshat, because then the Torah could say it, but because the Torah is not chayshish for the shita of Yishev or Mordechai, but the Ramo is chayshish for the shita of Yishev or Mordechai. So why does the Ramo have to mention it? So it's Elod, Vemes Kamu Lissagot, Likamu, Akochoch Nirali. So the question that arose in the mind of the Taz is, why does the Ramo have to emphasize it? It's such a double portion. You couldn't mention the Pshat of the second portion in the Prishim. Elo al koch nirali di nishma baze di lo inay na midom arab hune midmor milayach umadiyah vili zohar adoch rishayne vu mitam di kvo udach mitapche kmo shikos misyose di lo mo ben lesom achav hune al ze elo di vaday na gdol yom ikach shata pochi mo imadiyah ועל כן הוא יצרח להזכירי אף על פי שבפרייס יזכירי כל מוקם רבינה סומך להבינה ואם כן אבא אמינה זה מה שיזכרה טוב ובו יעדוכה היינה לאחר הדוכה שהיא מצד אמינה ובינון שתי הדוכס תחילו כמשמון דלוי ואף על גב דעתם לגמור לו מה סתם מדיח ולגיזה בזה תן למצוא בפות לו. So how does he explain the two and the Ramo as to why it was necessary to mention Yidiach HaTaboch Trilo in Zor Madiach? Naturally the Taboch was Madiach, so why should a woman again be Madiach? What kind of a Chiddush is it? So he says it's a very strange thought. So he says, because I could say that when the Gemara says in whom, when the Gemara says that when the Braise says Madiach Umeleach Umadiach Madiach Umeleach Umadiach, so it means that even if the Taboch already rinsed it, so you still have to be Madiach. This is what he says. ויקין הווה מיני למה שהיא זכרתו דיבוי הדוחה היינו לך הדוחה שמצד המיני. So the two has to emphasize הוא בין שתי הדוחס תחילו. Now the question is, why should I say that? Why שתי הדוחס? First of all, the Gemara says in so many words, how could anyone make such a mistake that when the two said at first, when the two said כיצד צילם ליחם מדיח הבוס התחילו, that the two means over and above the adoche by the taboch. When the Gemara says explicitly to the contrary, because Rav Huna doesn't mention madiach umeleach umadiach, The Braise does mention the loy plige. How the chalve mitapche? The Ravuna is referenced in the case of chalve mitapche. So that's why he says mileach umadiach. And the Braise is referenced in the case loy chalve mitapche. So it's mentioned explicitly in the Gemara that there is no obligation to be madiach over and above the adoche by the tavoch. Only the tavoch wasn't madiach. So how could I say that? How could I make that mistake in the Torah? How could I make that mistake in the Torah? So the primogodim, it's very strange. Sometimes you find in the Taz a certain expression that looks very difficult. So the primogodim explains that what the Taz means is really like the first lashon in the Prisha. The Prisha himself mentioned to the Prisha as the Kashi. Why does the Maiko Mashmon Ato? Why does the Torah have to say imidiach hatavo tchilo itzorch ladiach sheis? He said already. So, but if he was madiach, why should a wife, why should a woman in the house be madiach again? Madiach again. So the prisha is that kasha. So the prisha gave to the mutzi. The first shot by the prisha is because I could say that usually when the tavoch on the butcher is madiach, so he's madiach, he considered time before the melicha by the woman in the house. So mele, I would say, according to the Rambam's pshat, that the purpose of adoche is to soften the meat, so it has to be done immediately preceding the melicha, not 6 hours before or 7 hours before. So komashmo, that's the first. The second, I mean, that's the second. That's the first lotion in the Prisha. Then the Prisha mentions another lotion, another teretz, that the reason why the Torah has to spell it out is because I could say that Shriya Mamesh is required. So the Taz mentioned the second lotion of the Prisha, and that he rejected. We couldn't say it in the Ramo, because the Ramo paskens, we have to be cheshish for the Shita of the Mordechai. So then he mentions another Taz. So what's the other time? Because I could say if the Torah hadn't spelled out, so I would say that when the Torah says Tzorch Ladiach Tchilo, it means Tzorch Ladiach Tchilo over and above the Adoche by the Tavoch. So Kamash will know, not over and above. But the question is, but Gemara says the contrary. So the Pshat is, the Primogodim points out, the Prisha gave two Terutzim. One Terutz is that I could say that Adoche has to be Somach Lundichet. And the second teretz is, I could say the tree is required. So the Taz first mentions the second teretz by the Prisha, and that he rejected. He says we couldn't say it in the Ramok. And then, so he mentions the first teretz in the Prisha. The first teretz in the Prisha. In other words, I could say that the Adoche Kamaise, according to the Ram Slomdes, so the Adoche Kamaise has to take place immediately preceding the Melech. But if it takes place 6 hours before, so it's not good. So Mele, when the Gemara, so truly the Gemara says, so Mele, I would say that when the Torah says Keitzatzila Melechem Madiach Abosotchile, it means Madiach Abosotchile over and above the Adoche that the butcher made, which was 6 hours before. So Kamashmo, no. Even though the Adoche by the butcher was 6 hours before. But then you ask, how could we say that the Gemara says to the contrary? So I could say, the Gemara is reference to the case where, let's say, the woman who is Maria the Bosor, she lives next door to the butcher. And she took the Bosor from the butcher, and the butcher just rinsed it. Then she comes to her house, and she's Maliachet. So the Gemara says, no, in such a case, Ravuna has reference to such a case. He says, Mileach Madiach. She doesn't have to be Madiach, Mileach Madiach. What for? 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago, the butcher at the next door to her house was Madiach the boss. Mashain came in the usual case where the woman lives at a distance from the butcher shop. And then, so the adoche by the butcher took place a considerable time before the Melicha, then the shite of the two is that the woman has to be Madiach a second time, over and above the Adoche by the butcher. So Kamash will know that even if a considerable time intervened between the Hadoche by the butcher and the Meliche by the woman, so it's still alright, he doesn't have to make any Agada. So the strange thing about the Taz is, because actually the Prishe asked the same Kash, and the Prishe gave the Terutz. So he gave one Teretz and the second Teretz. So first the Taz mentioned the second Teretz of the Prishe, and they rejected it without mentioning the Prishe by name. Then he gives another pshat, but in final analysis it's that the first Teretz by the Prishe. All he had to do is just to mention what the Prishe says in the first Teretz, and that's all. Anyway, but this is fine. V'imacha she'idiach chotach kometach v'shnai oi mishleisho oi she'hisir talfi aragwai dehoops oi lacha radoche tzorich larze ladicho. Why is that? Again, because of the shite of the smag and the smag, that the purpose of Hadoche kamaisi is to wash off the dam shal gavov. So maybe even though he was madiach, he washed it off, but the moment he slices it, so new dam appears al gabo. And even if he just cut off the hoof of the ragwaim of the behemoth, so again new dam is a result of the cut, so new dam appears al gabo. So he has to wash off the new dam. Tav ragwaim pirush malalim shal behemoth yam timad avaloi. So he says v'akach yam timyad sheitav tufu hamayim kenim shim lechemo shal yomis Shalimas Hamelech min Hamayim v'loi yitzada yamtimata v'loi achis nagdim. It doesn't mean that he should wait until it becomes dry completely. The oz loyimas Hamelech v'loi yitzida loyimas Hamelech v'loi yitzida. Now, we have to understand. The Ramah says, "Yam Timiyah, sheitaftifenu hamayim kedim sheimlechenu, sheloyimas hamelech min hamayim leitzidam." So that means that in order that salt should be capable of extracting dam, so it is necessary that the salt shouldn't melt, because the moment the salt itself starts to melt and to turn into a liquid, so then it's incapable of extracting dam. So this is a prerequisite for the Yitzhak Adam, that it shouldn't be melt. It shouldn't melt. So here he says, because Yam Kimiyad Avaloi Achi Nisnagni, but not wait too long until it becomes dried up completely. Because the oz Loi Mesamelech Loi Yitzidam. So doesn't the Taz imply that if the Melech starts melting, so that's a mile. Because he says, if you wait until it dries up completely, so then the melech will not melt, so it will not be made down. But didn't the Ramah imply that, on the contrary, that the not melting of the melech is indispensable towards the Yitzhak Adam? And here the Taz implies that if he waits too long until it dries up, so then it will be impossible for the melech to make it down, because the melech will not melt. On the contrary, it shouldn't melt. If it melts, it's incapable. The answer is, there is a limit, you see. If the melech doesn't start melting at all, so if the melech doesn't start melting at all, not even a little bit, so then it's incapable of being made down. In other words, it has to be relatively small in order, the particles of melech have to be relatively tiny in order to be made down. But if it's relatively bulky, large, it cannot be made down. You put a big lump, but soon we'll see there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Rosh Hashanah. You see, if you put a big lump of salt on the chtichas basar, it will not expand the dam. If you put, you know, the regular salt, tiny particles of salt on the basar, then it's made it down. So there is a limit, in other words. If it doesn't melt at all, so then it cannot be made it down. But if it melts too much, So then it's absorbed by the boso. Again it cannot. So there is no stira between what the Tas says, between what the Tas says and what the Rambo implies. The Rambo says, Yam Tinyachi Taf Vamay Kishinufu Chenu Shalom Yimas HaMelech Minamayim Viloi Yimas Dam. So in other words, Yam Tinyat. In other words, so that he should wait. He shouldn't, while there is a lot of water on the Chlichas Boso, he shouldn't pour these particles of salt. Because if he'll start pouring the particles of salt while there is still a lot of water on the surface of the Boso, so then it will melt too much. If it melts too much, so then it will be Nivla, Bitzecha Boso. It will not be made to the dam. The Melach will be Nivla. But the Tas says, Avaloyachi is nagni, but he shouldn't wait until it dries up and there is no moisture at all on the surface of the boso. Because if he starts putting the particles of salt on the boso when there is no moisture at all on the boso, so then even a little bit the melach will not melt. Even a little tiny bit it will not melt. So then it will be incapable of being made to the dam. Alright. Vinuagu shalui lishtamish בדבור מאחרים בחוי ששירים בוסו וחשינו שם וידיח יופי מדומי ודווקא דובלך בצנק או יובש בביתח. So לכתחילה he should not be משתמש in that part that is used for soaking the meat prior to the מליחה. Why? Because sometimes he doesn't rinse out the kele so well. So some drops of blood adhere to the kli, to the wall of the or the ground of the kele. So then when he puts in something else in it, so he'll eat the dam, the drops of dam, even though it becomes bottle. I mean, how much dam? Bottle chatchile, in the bottle in the chatchile. So that's why you shouldn't use it. The chashina shemun yichayof emidome. Vidav kedom alach, bitzene, o yobeish beriteyach. So in other words, you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it, let's say, supposed to cook something. To cook something. Why? Because if you want to cook something, even though you're not allowed, because there might be a drop of blood adhering to the surface of the kele, and then to be nivla. True, it will become bottle, but in vatn is lachatchile. Or to drink, let's say a liquid, to put in a liquid thing. So even mitzvah you're not allowed, because then the drops of blood will become commingled with, let's say, the water that you put in there, in that kele. So again, it will be bottle chatchila. You shouldn't do it. You have a chore, the kli chore. Vein kan lezerik in kosav dakemish. Vein nishtaya abosav b'shchiyosei meis leis abosav yomakli aso. Posav b'tiras chatos din yisamech. נגד כל הבוסו להסחתיך גם כבטרס לנחום כל כך כמו עם מזבשל ממש במנויך. So then the Teres Chato says that if there is סמך נגד כל הבוסו, so even though he says ונשתיה הבוסו בשביל עושה מישראל הבוסו גם הכלי אסור, because דם was נבלה from the Teres Boso and it was נבלה in the day of the הכלי. And so the kli is osa, and the boso is also osa, because dam was nivlat from one spot and was absorbed in another spot. So it's dam shepirish. So the boso is also osa. So Teres Chato says, suppose there is samer neged kol haboso deisechtichei gam kein muteres. That if there is, let's say, suppose it's a big kettle. If you get, and you fill it up with water up to the top, up to the roof, and then you put in a small chaticha of boso, he soaked it and he kept it for 24 hours. So Teres Chato says, then the boso is muta, because let's say the chatichas boso has one kazais, a small chatichas boso, it has one kazais, and the mayim has 60 gzeisim, has a volume of 60 gzeisim. So the mele, even though it's kovush areyu kevseach, kovush areyu kevushu, but it's bottle b'shishi. This is what the Teres Hato says. Because we have in the further sea, we have a halacha. Oh, Sif Yudal. Basal shen is bashel doing liche. Suppose you cooked basal without liche. Tzorich shein tapshil shishin kineged isi basal. Vios butarak. So in other words, if the other tichas basal in the gdeir had shishin neged tichas basal that was not in lach, so then it's mutar. That's the psak of the mechada. But the ramo paskis lechum. V'yei sheisri. V'yei sheisri. So why? Because so the Ta says lifishin is pashlo achaticha bidomo. In other words, because that chaticha that was not nilach is considered as if it was Nisbashel in Dam. It was Nisbashel Bidam. So Mele it's also. We'll discuss it when we reach that seat. So Mele, the Tereschatos, and that's how the Ramo Pasco, the Tereschatos, that's the Ramo. So Tereschatos says, that's only true if Ichas Boso Shalom Nuncho was Nisbashel Mamesh Al Gabi Oish. So then you have Ichas. In the Gdeira, have Shishim, so that Chaticha remains also, because that Chaticha is Nisbash lo Bidomo, is Nisbash lo Bidomo. Mashiach came the case of Kodesh. So if there is Shishim, let's say in the Mayim or in the other Chatichas, that do not have Dam, they do not have Dam, so then that Chaticha is Mutar. אם יש סבך לא יקרה בוסו, אני אשחת לך כמה מטרס. ונחום הוא כל כך כמו נסבע של ממש, בואי חתיר. So according to the Chaber, even by נסבע של ממש, it's מותר. But the Ramos psak is, that by נסבע של ממש, so if there is 60, so it's עושה, but by Kovish not. ומשל, איסה בכל גבל, איסה חתיכו, אפילו בקובש. So in other words, we have three sheetes. I mean, we'll discuss the sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramos, we got a bishop when we reach Simen Yud, Sif Yudalet. But we have three shittes. According to the Mechaber, so even by Bishul Mamesh, if one chatiche was nisbashe together with other chatiches and with mine, so if one chatiche that was going in Mechol was nisbashe with other chatiches, so if there is shishin in other chatiches in the mayim, neged that chatiches boso, that was going in Mechol, so it's muta. There are more paskins in Sifu Dalet that by Bishul Mamesh, if there is Shishin in the other Hatichas in the Mayim, so the Hatichas Shalom Nuncho is Osa. Mashein Kenui Gabi Kolush, if there is Shishin, so it's Muta. Mashein Ken the Mashal, he's the biggest Machmir. That even by Kolush, if there is Shishin, so that Hatichas that was Nisbashel is Osa. Alright. עכשיו זה גם יותר עבור בקופש. ואם לכן הוא שייניס, now he said, אם מולך ולידיע תפילו, ידכן ואם לכן הוא שייניס. דיאר זה מייפנית, מה שבולך, מוי בבוסה שלא פריציע, או בבוסה של נילוח, שנסנו עם בוסה שלא ימידך, בסימניים. ויהי שישרין, הוא סמק. So here, you see, before, that's the strange thing about the task. The Taz himself, Bishleim the Gro, so he mentions the Yeshayim Kitamoro, Shadoche who shall be Amelach Adam Shalpono. But the Taz himself, in connection with the Yeshayim, he says there's the Smak Shite. So why in Sif Aleph he says that the Yeshayim is the Roshite? But the answer is, according to the Taz, the Ro doesn't mean, as the Primigodim understands, that we have to be madiach before the miche, because we are afraid lest the woman will keep will let the chtichas bosa stay on the soaking board for more than 12 hours. No, but it means, because what the law means is that after the shiur meal has expired, so then, in case it dries up, so the drop on the surface of the bosa, so then the melach will be mavliyah. So it's very similar to this makshik. So that's why he says that he's the roshi. So in other words, from the Shach's Pashtas Aloshin, I said the day before yesterday that from the Shach it's not mashma like the Primigodim. The Primigodim distinguishes between the Ran Shite and the Yishim Mimordechai. According to the Ran, you only have to be mirakir the Shetach Elyon, the periphery of the Bosor, not the whole interior of the muscle. And according to Shimon and Mordechai, you have to be merakeach to sofmar the whole interior of the muscle. So that's what the Pentecostal says. But the Gor says it's hainahach, the Shimon and Mordechai in the Ran. So from the Pashtus Aloshin of the Shach, it's also mashma that way, because he says here, Hatam kedishi yisrakir haboso v'yitzi yitzi domi al demuiche ram v'yishim and Mordechai. If he had agreed with the swore of the Primigodim, he shouldn't say Ram Yishem Mordechai. There is a big difference. According to Yishemrim, we have to make Shriya according to the Ram. All we have to do is Adoche Merube. So Pashtus Aloshin of the Shach is not like the Primigodim. Alright. V'amodechai kosem atam, the atam Rishaino. So that's the second portion of the Mordechai. What's the first portion in the Mordechai? The first portion in the Mordechai is that we have to rinse the chtichas bosa, because if we don't rinse, then the particles of salt become encompassed and enveloped by the droplets of dam, so the melech does not come in contact, mamish, with the surface of the bosa. But what comes in contact, there is, like in chitze, that intervenes, that is interposed between the particles of melech and the bosom, namely the droplets of dam, they cover up the particles of salt. So mainly it's incapable of effectively drawing out the blood. והמודחי כוס ותאם לדוח בשני לאב על ריחו של החתיך שמכין המלך נסמר ממנו ושלו יצא המלך אדם שבחתיך ולהנח תריתיימה ולהנח תריתיימה מהנה עם יער זה וידכן ומכן. So the Shach says, according to the Ram and the Yishim in the Mordechai, and the first Lashon in the Mordechai, so in case a person was Meleach without making Adoche Kamaise, there is an Eitzeh. All he has to do is to be Madiach and be Meleach again. Because according to the Ram and the Yishim in the Mordechai, the purpose of Adoche is to Sokhma. He made Meleach without Sokhma. So it was ineffective. So now he has to be Madiach and make another Meleach. So the second Meleach will be effective. According to the Mordechai's first lashon, so the purpose of Adoche is, so in order to prevent the particles of Melach from becoming enveloped by, and encompassed by drops of dam. So Mele, when it's enveloped, so then it's ineffective in drawing out the dam. But so the first Meleche was ineffective. So now let him be Madiach and make another Meleche. So the other Meleche, the second Meleche will be effective. Ulanach Tritaimim Han Yazu Dechanim Lechanaf Lachazman Al Gosmai Mikosu Bishim Smat Hatam Mikli Shamelach Madviya Vinimafti Dam Shibel Vichin Kosa Bismat Vichin Kosa בישאר דורה ובגוי שאר דורה דידם שאל גבי הביק מדם בהם שנפוא גבי פוס הריסח ויוסר משייך משרק שוי ולא יקבל לכך פרטי וחייצה צורך לימה לדידוד לאמרי לו גבי דם בהם איידי דיטורי ובפלט לא יבולה. You see, so that's another nafkemine between the Ros Shite, even the way we explained it. that the law doesn't mean uyachishish, lest the woman will keep the chtichas bosar on the salting board for over 12 hours. No, but because once the shiur meal has expired, so then it's not told to be paleid the combination of dam and seer, so it can be mabileya, the dam shenis yarish. So one difference that we mentioned between the smag and the smag shit on one end, and the roshit on the other, because the conic smag and the smag, if you're not madiach, so even the moist external dam can be nidwa. And according to the law, only the dried external dam can be nidwa, not the moist droplets of dam. But then there's another argument. According to the law agrees with the shit of Rashi. The trash sheet is that no dam can be nivra. But even if the butchers don't slice the big portions of meat, so and the butchers just the ribs, they just Atishoi some Ktazgichu. Now, what does the Teres Chatos appear to say here? So it appears to be expressive of a very big hunger. That in other words, that even Hadoche, a real Hadoche is not enough there, but we require Ktzashri. I mean, that's not the way the Ramo Paskos here. The Ramo Paskos here, that Lechatchile, we require a Shriya Mamesh, half an hour. But the Eved, if Hadoche, Hudachete, if it's enough. So does it mean that there is a stira between the psak of the Ramo in Teres Chatos and the psak of the Ramo here? So we'll see. So we shall discuss it. V'at yeshor v'bichli hu lav davke. So then the Shach says, "Dein ochnami im lo yidichei derech havore el yidichei heitei uch meishikos v'arav v'somuch." So he says there is no stira between the Teres Chatos and the Ramo. It's the same chaver. So when he says shel masherich dili meil afilu min evet masherich atzimat apochim atzlois shleimeiz v'bitapre, he doesn't mean that hadochem mehube is not sufficient evet, because the tabochim were accustomed to make hadochem lettuce, not hadochem mehube. What's the difference between hadochem mehube and hadochem lettuce? Even hadochem lettuce doesn't mean the way, unfortunately, some of the workers, you know, who are involved in the kosher meat, so when it's transported from one city to another city, so every 23 hours, so one of the workers takes a hose and he sprays, you know, and you have the big, the tremendous, gigantic barrels. I mean, I don't know how you call it. So you, what is it?
Size of beef.
Yes. So they spray on top, and the whole surface is not even exposed to the water. That's not even hadochem etes. That's nothing at all. It's nothing at all. It's just meaningless. But what the Teres Chatos says, that the tabochim were accustomed to pour water over the surface of the ribs. So that was hadochem etes. But hadochem merube it wasn't. Hadochem merube means when you pour water more than once. But if you pour a number of times, that's hadochem merube. Let's say you take a chitichas boso and you put it under the faucet several times and you pour water, that's hadochem merube. But if you just pour water once, that's hadochem etes. Now, so what the Teres Chatos says is that this hadochem etes that the tabochim do is not even sufficient there. But he says elo acheshoron eison ktsas, then it will be sufficient there. But he doesn't mean that it requires, in order to be good there, so we are required to make a real shriya. A real shriya means half an hour. Shor ktsas means even less than half an hour. But he uses Rosh and Shor Ktsas because they didn't have the modern setup where you have a faucet. So then, if you have a faucet, you don't have to be Sheireh. You don't even have to be Sheireh Ktsas. All you have to do is take the Chitichas Boso. And I suppose that in those days they didn't have this setup of hoses, you know, that you can spray. So Memele, in order to realize Yadoche Merube, so you have to make some Shriyeh. Because if you don't have a faucet and if you don't have the system of hoses, so in order to have a yadoch merube, you have to soak it. How else will you realize a yadoch merube? But this is called shriek tzas. So shriek tzas really means yadoch merube. And let's say today when we have a faucet, what would yadoch merube mean? Let's say if you rinse it under the faucet a number of times, and what would hadochem etes be if you rinse it once under the faucet? So he says, "Va'at yeshor b'chli ulav davke." It doesn't mean half an hour soaking. Dei nochname im lo yidichei derech havore elo yidichei heitei uchmishikot ha'av b'somu l'kach kishehet mitiras chatoshom heti dei minikre yidichei atavoch elo kishor yisik tzas כי דרך בוסו שמדיחים כשרי צלו מוחים על כל כך נראה לי מיהו, אם ידינו, זה ידיח יעקבו, אמרינו לסתום ידיח יופי, וכי משהו לבח. So in other words, so, what does the Ramos say here? The Ramos says here, there are two kinds of devits and two kinds of lechatchila in this Ramos. One lechatchila is lechatchila before he was matriach himself, so he's mechuyev to make his shriya more for half an hour. But suppose he made hadocha merubo and he was matriach himself, but it wasn't his shriya. Let's say, suppose he kept it under the faucet for, he rinsed it under the faucet, let's say 20 times, but he didn't make his shriya for half an hour. So since he was already matriach himself in making hadocha merubo, so we tell him, you don't have to, after working so hard, you don't have to soak it for half an hour. So that's an hour. But suppose he just made hadochem etes, so then, even if he was matriach himself, suppose he worked very hard in order to make hadochem etes, let's say it's a big chtichas basal, and in order to rinse it even once, so it requires a lot of work. So in such a case, we tell him, since you didn't even realize the hadochem rube, and you didn't start the miliches yet, you are mechuyev to make hadochem rube. Even though he worked, let's say it's a big chtichas basal, and he worked very hard in order to realize the hadochem etes. So we tell him, no, in spite of the fact that it involves a lot of tirche, and you worked so hard to realize hadochem etes, you are not allowed to be meleachet until you make hadochem rube. Or Shriya, since, I mean, he didn't make him Adochem Rube, so we tell him, you make a Shriya Gmur. But suppose he made Adochem Etes and you already salted it, that's the second type of DNA. So then it's also good. So when the Teres Chato says that it's not even effective the event, so there he has reference to the case where the Meliche wasn't done yet. And what kind of Adochem was done? Just a hadoche muetes. So hadoche muetes is only sufficient if the shaila is asked after the melicha is made. But if the shaila is asked before the melicha is made, no matter how much tilcha it involves, we tell him, even if you work for 10 hours, you don't start salting the meat. You are not allowed to salt it just because you work 10 hours or 24 hours and making hadoche muetes. If he worked, let's say, for a long time, in realizing hadochem rube, so then we tell him, you don't have to make a shriya. But if he worked very hard in realizing just the hadochem etes, so then we tell him, in as much as you didn't start assaulting, so you have to make a shriya. This is the halacha. All right. Now again, we mentioned it last time.
What about if he had started salting but it hadn't been 18 minutes yet? So do we tell him to start the process?
No, we don't tell him. As long as he started salting, so then we rely, because what's the purpose of Adochem Etes? What's the purpose of Adochem Rube? What's the purpose of Shriya? Now, according to Premi Godin, so the purpose of Shriya, that's Alibe de Yishin in the Morah. The purpose of Adochem Rube, that's the Shite of the Ra. The purpose of Adochem Etes, that's the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. According to the Gro, and it's Mashmal and the Shach Shita is also like that, so there is no difference between the Shita of the Yeshem and the Mordechai and the Shita of the Ram. So, but we find three levels: Adochem Etes, Adochem Rube, Hadoche, and Shriya Gmur. So according to the Gro, so the purpose of Adochem Etes is that it conforms to the shita of the smag and the smag. Because the smag and the smag, all we are interested in is to wash off dambe and shalabosom. So even adochem etes, as long as every portion of meat was moistened by water, so it washes off the dam shalabosom. Now, what's the purpose of adoche merube? The purpose of adoche merube is that if you made adoche merube, so then it softens the basar so substantially that the bulk of the dam will be extracted, but not all the dam, but that minimum of dam that will remain after it was nischakich, al the adocha merube will certainly not be enough to asa, because there will be shishim in the bosso, neged the minimum of dam that remains. But in order to soften the bosso so much that all the dam will be extracted by the melech, then we have to make ishrei more. Yes?
So then what the Rav says about adocha merube, is that enough according to the Ran?
According to the Gros Shite, the Ran and the Yishen and the Mordechai is Hainach. Hainach is the same Shite.
And
Adocha Merube will substantially soften the Boso so that the bulk of the Dam will be extracted by the Malach. But the minimum of Dam will remain. But if you make Yishri Gmure, then it will become so softened that not even a minimum of Dam will remain.
Okay, so then according to the Ran, would that only be Radacha Maruba, only be okay with the other, or even the Tafila?
According to the Ran, and the Yeshiva and the Mordechai, Hadocha Merube will be good the Evet, but the Chathila not.
And same thing with the Rosh, right?
The Rosh, I don't know about the Rosh. I mean, I know the Ran and the Yeshiva and the Mordechai, you see. They mention the purpose of Hadocha Kamaisi is to soften the Bosom. The Rosh applies the Ran's Svore. But the Rosh says that even without Rikuch HaBoso, the salt will still be able to extract some of the dam, but not all of the dam. So since he accepts the Svore of the Ran, so maybe it will be according to the Rosh. But you see, the Rosh is really a combination of the Shite of the Ran and the Shite of the Smag Nesmag. The Ran is the one who mentions this fact that without Adoche, so the Boso is relatively hard and sturdy, and the Mele, the Melech will be ineffective to be made in the Ran. So, but from the Ran it's Mashma, if it's relatively sturdy, so then the Melech cannot be made in the Ran altogether. From the Rosh it's Mashma, that even when the it's not soft and it's relatively hard and sturdy, so the Melech is still capable of being made in the Ran, but not completely. Chotach on etach lishnai. Diglich lichtiv chotach. Da heine davke disaki. Hu di zorich laze ola diach. Uch mishe gosad amodachai. Da agab deich ke disaki ne maf. Miu. So he says, so when do we say that new dam appears on the surface, only if there was a cutting? So, מי יודע שרם פרק כמה לחונגה ואתה וחצור שאתם מספונים דמחות חרקי לשניים מצור לעזר לדוח הלכי מוכח. In other words, so what does he says? דיגדיק חותך כל נוחה ואם אחר שהדיע חותך כל נתך לשניים דיגדיק לרדף חותך דיינה דווקא ביסקים הוא לסורך לעזר לדיע וכמשיקו של המודחי. So he says that only if you are hitting with isaki, because isaki is sharp, is very sharp. So memele, that produces new dam. But suppose you are hitting, sometimes you can be hitting with your hand too, not after isaki. You can be hitting with a fork, not with a piece of wood, you can be hitting, not with a sharp instrument. So in such a case, it doesn't produce dam. It doesn't produce dam. I don't know why the Shach says so. I mean, my guess is that, on the contrary, that if you cut Echtichas Boso, not with a sharp instrument, with your hands, so then you'll have to exert so much force that it might even produce more dam. I mean, that's, I don't know. But the Shach assumed that when does it necessarily produce new dam ala gabe aboso if you cut it with a sharp instrument like a knife duchke disakine. But suppose you cut it not with a knife, then it does not necessarily produce new dam ala gabe aboso. I don't know why the Shach says so. So he says dig the clear the chota da hane davke bisaki mu tzorch la'arzo la'diya uch mishikos la mordechai da agav dirche disakine mafu. מי יודע שרם בפרק כמה לחום גבי הטבוך צור שיום סכמים דמחות רעקים משניים אין צורך לארזו לדיחי וכן מוכר דס וכן מוך הדעס הורי מחוביף שהיביה בסיוסף בסיף סיבו. So, so it's mashma from the Ram that even if he did chokon it with a knife, that he, that involves duchke nisakine, so he doesn't have to make a new adoche. So that's no kashe, achye ishleima, I mean, that's the more portion. The Aran li taimi ozim, this really the tam adoche, lav mishum damu, elu kini shi yisrach echa boso, uch mishikosa mishmei, בסיפות לאו הלכים נחלים ביטפרי כבר נשכח אלו יכבסמות אבל שחות רק לשניים וזה גם כדה סביב מחוביל אבל נדון דיקנו את המדוח אלו משל דם ולבסמה אלו כמה סלבי צור אבל אבל זה זה גם הפושט I mean it's even strange that the שח asked to raise that in the form of the קשה ניתרץ in other words he said that we have to be מדיח why because when you cut it with a sharp instrument like a knife so then it produces new dam so then he asked from the Ram Chum it's mashma that if you made adoche kamaise and then you cut it with a knife you don't have to make a new adoche of course because according to the Ram the whole purpose of adoche is to soften up the boso not to wash off the dam al gabi boso because the Ram Shite is that Melech does not have the capacity of being mafliya the dam shal gal boso. So the question is, why is it necessary to madiach in order to soften? So Mimele, even if he did soften it by means of the adoche kamaise, and then he sliced it again with a sharp instrument, so even though new dam appears al gabi aboso, he still doesn't have to make any adoche because it's soft already. I mean, that's another portion. The only thing that is a little strange that he says that when we say that new dam appears on the surface only if he cuts it with a sharp instrument. I mean, I don't see what the Shach says so. It seems to me that if a person will, with his hands, break a piece of boso into two, so he'll have to exert so much force, so it will produce even more dam. That's how it appears to me. But the Shach says the counter. All right.
Maybe the sharpness of the edge has the same din as pressure, and okay. The tearing with the hands doesn't have the pressure that causes what's below in the meat to come to the surface.
I know that I once tried to break a piece of meat into halves.
Yeah.
And it produced a lot of gum. So I know. But the Shach says the contrary, so he's right. All right. Maybe I don't know how to break a piece of meat, so that's why I don't exert so much force. Oy sheheisich tal v'yadlayim v'achar adoch avolim v'hoyo misiron hoyo nechshav hakel ki tichas bosarechot v'hoyo dam v'adochoson kach mushei v'ayim v'chosu v'arav v'siv simen samaches סיפרס דיפרס רגל שנמלכו בחיפושון מגין עולה עשר מה שבשיח הקליפה מטעם דל כמליה בכלי שנמלוקה ולא יעשרינו להם מטעם שנמלכו ולא ידוחת אלא ודאי דין לא יסירו די להם בהדוחת מי שאין הוי ואין כאן דם נראה לנאי in other words what Ramo says if you do remove the talfi arguing the hoofs from the legs of the behemoth, the hooves, so then new dam appears on the surface of the legs. So you have to make a new adoche to wash off the new dam. But suppose you don't remove, so it's mashma, then you can be meleachet without removing. So he says, why? Because then it's a tichatiche. If you don't remove it, so it's a tikhatir. Rak ki dikh heit sagale. Pirush in so glas un mit gejach mit shrei sag un nim gadai. Aber ba doch em etes loy sagale. Vi so ich glas un dikh heit. Even though it involves a great deal. Aber nim lach. So da tu kinds of debits and da tu kinds of khatir. So there is one khatir without any tirche. So then we have mechuyev to make a shriya mamish. But then there is one David that if he was already matriach himself, and he made adochem rube, not just adochem etes, but not shriya gmure, so he doesn't have, we are not We don't tell him to do it all over again in the Yishli. And then there is another derit that if let's say he already was Meleachet, even though he didn't even make it a Yadoch Merube, just Yadoch Meretes, so it's enough. So, Pirush, it's a Vavu, 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 it's a Vavu. So, the same expression, mamish, the same words, were used by the Taz and were used by the Shach, but one did not know of the other because the Taz and the Shach were written at the same time and published at the same time, and the Shach didn't know the Taz, what the Taz says, and the Taz didn't know what the Shach says. And later on, when the Shach saw the Taz, so he wrote the Asoges and the Nekudas Akesa. But in the Shach, he never mentions the Taz. He only mentions the, in the Nekudas Akesef, he mentions the Taz. So whenever the Shach, so don't make the mistake, when the Shach constantly says, uses the expression, the abbreviation, Ayin Te Zayin. So don't make the mistake, Ayin Taz. He doesn't mean Ayin Ayin Taz, but he means Aterezov, there's the Ribush. So the Shach never mentions the Taz in the Sifsikeyan, but he does mention the Taz in the Nikudes Akesef. And Ayin Te Zayin has reference to the Ribush, not to the Taz. Alright. Vinuagu Shalulishtamish Kalima, I think we went over this Shach, last time, very thorough. Now, Yusif Yudal. So all the other Taz, Sif Zayin, Sif Ches, Sif Tes, Siftes we went over last time, and what we said in Siftes in the Shach is very, very important, very, very basic. Not only in Uriche, but it's basic in Bosa Becholov and Taruves in all of your day. Alright. Din Bosa Oshemoli Kerach. So Din Bosa Oshemoli Kerach Keitzat Neagim Shriyose. Ayin Liil Simen Samaches. Now we are not going over in Simen Samaches because the Shach really mentions the Din. Bosar she nikrash, osar limolchei achi rakechise, kmoi shehoi so mitchilo. I mean, this is one of the most relevant chalice, because today, you know, you have frozen meat, so it's one of the most relevant chalice. Bosar she molikach, bosar she nikrash, if it became frozen, osar limolchei achi rakechise, kmoi shehoi so mitchilo. In other words, milichei is ineffective on frozen meat. Because if the meat is in a frozen state, so of what avail is a melech? It's like putting melech on a piece of stone. So, can you accomplish something by putting melech on a piece of stone, on an oven? So, mimele, if you put melech on a piece of frozen meat, it's nothing. It's l'maylev l'maylev. So, bosa shenikrash, also l'molchei achi rachachis. It has to become defrosted first. Then you can solve. Moish ohiso mitchilo. V'nimlach v'hakei nikrash keitem sheshou shiyom v'liche im nivshar ha'hakei teiv v'molchei pam acheres. But suppose it was salted before it was frozen. Then it was frozen. Then it became frozen. After the salt. So im nivshar ha'hakei, then it became defrosted. Teiv v'molchei pam acheres. So he says the proper thing is if you salted meat and then it became frozen, then you defrosted it to make a new milich. That's the proper thing. But the emet, it doesn't matter. But suppose he didn't salt it again after it was defrosted. So, and visho shio meliche achar ha'efsheah v'nizbasheh is muta b'der. So what does it mean? In other words, he has reference to a situation. I don't think that this is common today. I don't think that in the slaughterhouses they will. First of all, in the slaughterhouses they don't make kosher meat. They don't make kosher meat. Very, very seldom do they make kosher meat. And if they would make kosher meat, they wouldn't freeze it together with the salt. So they would be madiach it, and then they would freeze it. So that's an unusual situation today. But he's talking of that situation, the Shah. Suppose you put salt and you put meat on the salting board, and then you put the salt on it, and then you froze it with the salt on it. With the salt on it, you froze it. And it was in a frozen state for a long time. Then you defrosted it. When you defrosted it, it's still with the salt on it, because you froze it with the salt on it. So when you defrost it, it's also defrosted with the salt on it. So he says, so the proper thing is to put new salt on it. But suppose you didn't put new salt on it, but you have the old salt that you put on it before you froze it. So v'imimuchi pamacheres v'sho shio miliche achar ha'efsher v'nizbashio mutabidev. So there is a basic machlekes here between the Trinigodim and the Or HaShulchan. Now, of course, it's needless to mention that in all these areas, so if there is a machlekes between the Trinigodim and the Or HaShulchan, it doesn't make any difference. So, of course, in America, so the Rabbonim will be paskin kula. It doesn't make any difference whether the machlekes is between the Trinigodim and the Or HaShulchan, or the machlekes is between the Primigodim and the Rav Roshi in Israel, or between the Primigodim and Satmar Rebbe. As long as someone is Meikil, so everybody will pass him like the Meikil. And whether he's a Zionist or an Iturekarte, so he'll pass him like the Meikil. It doesn't make any difference. So there is a machlekes here between the Primigodim and the Rav HaShulchan as to the Pshat in the Shach. The Loshen of the Shach indicates like the Primigodim, and the Or HaShulchan was aware of it, but he still thinks that the Halacha is not like the Primigodim. The Primigodim assumes in the Shach and in the Mashal, because the Shach mentions the Mashal, that the Mashal has reference to a case where, let's say, you put the salt. How long must a piece of meat remain in salt? 80 minutes. Shiomil. Whatever Shiomil is, according to the Shita of the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah in Psochim, so the Shiomil is 24 minutes, not 80 minutes. Not everybody agrees that it's 80 minutes. There are three Shitas. One Shita is that Shiomil is 80 minutes. One Shita is that Shiomil is 22 and a half minutes. And then the biggest Chumre is the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Psochim. Pirush HaMishnah in Psochim, that the Shiomil is 24 minutes. Now, the Rambam's Shita in Pirush HaMishnah in Psochim is that the Shiomil is 24 minutes. The Rambam's Shita in Pirush HaMishnah in Broches is that the Shiomil is 80 minutes. And Rashi Shita in Psochim is that the Shiomil is 22 and a half minutes. Alright, whatever the Shiomil is. So let's say 24 minutes. Okay. So the question is, what does the Shach have reference to? According to the Primigodim, so the Shach has reference to the case. The Shach has reference to the case where, let's say, he salted a piece of meat on the salting board, then he froze it. Now, and the piece of meat, he froze it before a shiur meal expired. Let's say, at the time when he froze it, so it was in a state of salt only for 10 minutes. That's not shiur meal. So after being for 10 minutes in a state of salt, he froze it. And it remained frozen in a frozen state for days, with the salt on it. Then he defrosted it. So he says, the Shach says, so the Primigodim assumes that it means that it stayed 18 minutes after it was defrosted. But suppose it was frozen after staying for 10 minutes in state of salt, and then he froze it, and then it remained frozen in a frozen state for 4 days, then he defrosted it, then he defrosted it, and after he defrosted it, so he allowed it to stay for 8 more minutes, for 8 more minutes, or for 40 more minutes in order to conform to the shita that the shiur meal is 24 minutes, so that together with the 10 minutes prior to the freezing, it stayed in a state of salt for shiur meal. So I call it premigodi. No, it's not enough. You cannot be mitzari. The time that it stayed in its salt prior to the freezing, with the time it stays in its salt, in the salted state after defrosting it. In other words, when the Yamshel Shleimei, when the Marshal and the Shah, when the Shah say, Visho Shiom Licha Achara Hefsher, it means that the whole Shiom Lio has to be Achara Hefsher. But you cannot combine the 10 minutes prior to the freezing with the 8 minutes subsequent to the defrosting. And the Pashtus Haloshon of the Shach and of the Marshal indicates that way. Because he says, Visho Shio Melicha Achara Hefsher. Doesn't it mean Sho Shio Melicha Achara Hefsher? But the Orcha Shulchan is chelik. And the Shulchan, he says that you can be mitzari. The 10 minutes prior to the freezing, with the 8 minutes or the 40 minutes subsequent to the defrosting. Pashtus Haloshon of the Shach. Pashtus Haloshon of the Shach is like Primigodin. But it's a machlekes between the Primigodin and the Hashulchan. Then the Hashulchan is a big maker in respect to frozen meat. In other areas too, not only in regard to this. So now we'll learn in the further scene, in Halacha, that's mentioned by the Gemara, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, that Bosor Shesho Gimul Yomim Beloy Mulicha. So the halacha is that shuvin yetze midomi yetze. That's it. Shuvin again. Now we'll see later on that there is a basic machleket between the Taz and the Shach. Now it's mentioned by many poskim that bosor shesho gimul yomim b'mulicha is only mitzat hakoles again. But there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. According to the Shach, so midine digmore, there is no halacha that you have to make kosher the meat within 3 days from the shvi. There is no such halacha. In other words, even if you don't make kosher the meat within 3 days from the shvi, so still midine digmore, you can salt the meat and extract the blood. But again, in Momisaki, that's the shita of the Shach. The shita of the Tazi is, no, the Gaining did not make a new takone. The Gaining did not make a new takone. All the Gaining did, they declared the mitzias. So the Gaining are like chemists who discovered the mitzias. Now, there is nothing in the Gemara contrary to this fact. So what if the Gemara doesn't mention it? So the Gemara doesn't mention this mitzias. But this is a mitzias. The Gaining mentioned it, so that's the mitzias. The Gaining wouldn't say it if the mitzias hadn't been like that. So they said that the mitzias is that if the posor was sheye gimel yomim beloy milicha, so then the melech cannot be made tzedak. So suppose. The bosor was not made kosher, it was not soaked within. Now, so what is the itse? So the Gaining say, suppose you cannot make kosher the meat within 3 days, within 3 mislas from the shvita. You cannot! There is no opportunity to do it. So then the Gaining mention an itse. All you have to do is to soak every day. Let's say, suppose the shvita took place on Sunday at 6 o'clock in the morning, the shvita took place. So then you have to soak the meat, the cholapoches, let's say, Monday, 5 a.m., before 24, I'm sorry. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 a.m. So in other words, if his boss also says, show, Gimel Yomi. Oh, so he says in Sifu Dreis, Boss Osha Show Gimel Yomi May Slays, Beloy Milicha, Nisyavish Dome Bisechel, Viliate Al Gimelicha, Vein Lochle Mivushel, Elotzli. Suppose you want to eat it boiled, then you can, because Melech is incapable of drawing out the blood if it stayed without Milicha and without Shriya for three Misres. But Sli can draw out the blood. So, they lock him in bush level tzli, the achash etzol egi vashlem, vim bishle muta. So then the Chaba says in Sifri Gimu, vim shoru, oi say bimayim teich adimu yomim, yochei lashay say ei tshli shi yomim acherim, poches chotzi shom. So in other words, so suppose the shchite took place, let's say, at 6 o'clock, the shchite took place at 6 o'clock Sunday morning. So if you make a shli at 5 a.m. Wednesday morning, it's less than three misles subsequent to the shchite. So that prevents the yibush adam. So the question is now in regard to frozen meat. So the Rosh Hashulchan discusses it here. Because here there are more mentions the dinim of the dinik hashaboso, so the Or Hashulchan discusses the Indian of frozen meat, and there too the primigodim is a machmir, the Or Hashulchan is a maker. It's interesting that in two situations of frozen meat, so the primigodim is a machmir and the Or Hashulchan is a maker. So suppose the meat is frozen, so there it's mentioned. That's mentioned in the Shema, that if you are Meliach, if you are Meliach while it's frozen, so it has no effect. We'll learn. Now, suppose you are Sheye Gimel Yomim, Beloy Meliche, Beloy Meliche and Beloy Shriye, but the Behemah was, the Shrita in the Behemah took place Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, and then the workers in the slaughterhouse, they froze the meat of the vein. And then it was left in a frozen state without making a shriya first. And so they froze it. And it was left in a frozen state for more than 3 days, for 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 10 days. Then after 10 days being in a frozen state, it was defrosted, and you are meleach it again. So the primogodim says, So the primogodim says, one second, please. The primogodim says that the bosor is osa. You cannot use. You have to use it on its sleep. You cannot use it on the bishop. Why? Because bosor sheshor gimu yomi. Bosor sheshor gimu yomi. And if there was no shriya within the three misleis, so is yabish adam, v'niyetzi al demelich. So here, since it stayed gimul yom below miliche, true it was in a frozen state, but it still stayed gimul yom below miliche, even if he salted it in a frozen state. So from God, he says it's osa. You can only use it al ditzli. You can only use al ditzli. The Or Hashulchan is chedesh under primogodim, and he says, of course, it is goes without saying that any milicha you do on frozen meat is kilu lohoyo, is null and void, because it's kev and balmi. But this halacha, he said, it's a big kule by the Or Hashulchan. So he says, if it's in a frozen state, so then it was considered as if it was like petrified. So like stone. So for 10 days, it was not in a state of bosor altogether. So it was in a petrified state. So Mimele, if after it is defrosted, you don't allow it to stay for three misles without Liche, then the dam is not Misyavish. Because the period in which it is frozen, so it's not to be counted. It's not to be counted because then it's in a petrified state. So that's a big kula. In other words, Rav Herzog Zechen Livroche, so he passed it. Like the Orcha Shulchan. And so Memele, that was the basis for importing meat from America, you know, into Israel, because according to Pliny Godin, so that meat could not be used. All the meat that is imported from Kutz Lawrence into Israel could not be used. But we passed it. I mean, like the Orcha Shulchan, all right, I mean, we can be semech on the Orcha Shulchan Shite, because, first of all, according to the Shach, so Bosa Sheshor Gimu Yomel Ulriche is not in Mosam in the Digmore, it's only a Takones Agenim. So I'm mentioning two machlekes between the Primigodim and the Orcha Shulchan in regard to frozen meat, and in both situations, so the Primigodim is a machmir and the Orcha Shulchan is a maker. Now, in order to understand that chite of the Shach, and it seems that most poskim agree with the Shach that Bosa Sheshor Gimul Yomim Beloy Milichhe, Bosa Sheshor Gimul Yomim Beloy Milichhe is not awesome Dinim anymore. Not like the Taz. The Taz says that the Gimul only declared the Mitzias. So maybe it's awesome Dinim anymore. Because the fact is the dam does not, that Melach does not have the potential to extract the dam in Yechtichas Bosa that was Shor Gimul Yomim Beloy Milichhe after Shrim. So it's not something more. But according to the Shach, no. Midina di Gemara it's muta. So the question arises, more of Shachit, Midina di Gemara it's muta. So that means the Mitzias is that the Melech is still capable of drawing out the dam. Even though it was Shor Gimul Yomel Ben Liche. So why, what was the purpose of the Kodesh again? So apparently, the Mitzias is, of course, the game. In the Takonis Hakeim,